This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Reuters is reporting that large parts of central and eastern China are reeling from the worst floods in decades. As disruptions mount for key supply chains, including those with crucial personal protective equipment for dealing with the coronavirus. Officials in the city of Wuhan, where the pandemic was born late last year, warn residents to take precautions as water levels fast approach their maximum guaranteed safety mark. The giant Three Gorges Reservoir, which has been holding back water to try to ease downstream flood risks, is more than 10 meters higher than its warning point. Fresh coronavirus outbreaks, even in places as far-flung as China's western Xinjiang province, are reported today, as the number of COVID cases worldwide approaches 14 million, with a death toll of more than 590,000. The figures come from Johns Hopkins University. India has surpassed 1 million COVID-19 infections, third behind the United States and Brazil, with India's fatalities closing in on 26,000. Brazil has topped 2 million cases and 76,000 deaths, 1,000 fatalities a day on average since late May. President Jair Bolsonaro is among those fighting the disease. He is said to be taking the unproven malaria drug hydroxychloroquine. India's grim milestone further raised concerns of overwhelmed hospitals and a badly overstretched healthcare system. In the technology hub of Bangalore, a week-long lockdown was ordered this week after COVID cases surged exponentially. Tokyo has hit a daily high of 293 infections as Japan tries to keep the world's third largest economy running while curbing the outbreak. China has reported 9 imported COVID infections and 1 local transmission in the Muslim-majority area of Xinjiang, where health officials are monitoring 3 other people. Flights to and from the regional capital, Urumqi, were reportedly being restricted. Indonesia says it's extending its large-scale social restrictions in the capital of Jakarta, which claims nearly 16,000 of the country's reported 82,000 infections. It's been 3 weeks since Indonesia lifted its first set of restrictions. The death toll in the country is more than 3,800. This is VOA News. In Australia, the state of New South Wales is tightening its pandemic rules after the discovery of 8 new virus cases. With a record 428 additional infections, the city of Melbourne is a hotspot. Here in the United States, many hotspots are getting hotter. The caseload is climbing toward 3.6 million, with well over 138,000 deaths. Disease spikes are spread across the South and West. Among those states hardest hit, Florida, with close to 14,000 new cases yesterday alone and 156 virus deaths. Florida's totals close to 316,000 infections and some 4,700 fatalities. Texas, for the third straight day, recorded 10,000 new COVID cases and 129 deaths. A third of the state's 3,400 fatalities have come in the first 2 weeks of July. The city of San Antonio has begun using refrigerated trailer trucks to store the bodies of victims. Also being hammered, the state of Arizona, where the case count moves in on 135,000, 55,000 this month alone. Fatalities now number about 2,500. And Arizona yesterday had the sad distinction of leading the U.S. in the growth of confirmed COVID infections. It also has the country's most alarming rise in positive COVID test results, more than 25%. In the latest 24-hour period, the United States shattered its daily record for new coronavirus cases with more than 77,000. A new poll shows that only 1 in 4 Americans think it is safe for public schools to reopen this fall, and 4 in 10 parents say they'll likely keep their children home. The online survey was done by Reuters and Ipsos, conducted as the country's 13,000 school districts grapple with how to safely resume classes after closing in the spring as infections spread. The results fly in the face of demands from U.S. President Donald Trump that schools fully reopen. A poll done by the Washington Post and ABC shows only 38% of Americans support Mr. Trump's handling of the pandemic, down from 46% in May. The president of the European Council says a deal on the next European budget and an EU recovery fund is possible at a summit in Brussels, which is set for today. Charles Michel told reporters, quote, "With political courage, it's possible to reach an agreement. At stake is an $853 billion coronavirus bailout package." With all eyes on Brussels, European markets today are mostly lower. The same was true in Asia, where Japan's Nikkei average lost a third of a point. Wall Street appears headed toward its lackluster open after yesterday's end of 4 days of gains. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell about 0.5%. New claims for American unemployment benefits reached 1.3 million last week. It was the 17th straight week of million-plus claims here in the U.S. More news online at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.